you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hello, welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna.
Oh, now I feel like I should have sung your name. That's Zach Reno.
That's Jessica McKenna.
Scott Passarella, king of pianists.
He's the pianist of kings.
We got Brett on the fret. That feeling when the chord hits, take it to the chorus, Brett Morris. Oh, and you already heard, well, I gotta assume, some of your favorite tee-hee-hees in the biz.
This human being was our first guest when we launched. So we figured, let's have him be our first guest when we go independent as well. Also, we just love hanging out with him, and he's so much fun, and we're so happy he's here. Please welcome the incredible
Paul F. Tompkins.
Falling from a great height, but I was thrilled about it.
And Paul is falling from such great heights.
Come down now.
Like a ton of raw sewage onto a boat.
Why is all that raw sewage so high up? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, there were only, first of all, if people don't know, the Dave Matthews Band dumped a bunch of sewage out of their tour bus, which seems, first of all, I thought the rule of the bus was you don't do that on the bus.
I recently heard this, that you aren't, that like for most members of a band that's like in the rider, they all have to agree, no poops on the bus.
It is the first thing they tell you.
Yeah, that it's there's the like a fine even if you poop on the bus.
Yeah.
And I believe, is the rest of this story that DMB dumped their sewage on a Chicago architectural tour?
That is exactly right.
Which Zach and I have both taken. Have you ever taken those?
No, I have not. Now I never will. But they were on a bridge and they were like, "We'll just dump all our shit in the river." And they didn't realize, cartoon style, there was a boat passing underneath.
I hope it was that scene from My Best Friend's Wedding where Julia Roberts and Dermot Mulroney are dancing, and it's the last moment where maybe she can say, "Actually, I am in love with you." And they go under the bridge on the Chicago River, and when they get to the other side, you see the realization dawned on her face that was the moment, and she didn't take it.
She fucked up, and then she got covered in Dave Matthews shit.
And he married Cameron Diaz, and he's never going to leave her for you, Julia.
Do you know what? I've never seen that movie, and is that what happens?
I'm so sorry. Oh, my deepest apologies for spoiling that film for both of you.
Oh, it's fine. Look, it's an ancient movie at this
point.
It's
a great movie.
That's on me,
I think.
What's the movie called?
My Best Friend's Wedding.
My Best Friend's Wedding. Okay.
So in My Best Friend's Wedding, Julia Roberts and Dermot Mulroney are best friends. They met at Brown. And
good.
And they date briefly.
This is a deep dive.
They date briefly, but they realize, oh, we're better as friends, but they have like this incredible chemistry. And But they make a pact that if they're not married by the time they're 28, that they'll marry each other, which now the age is so comically low.
28?
Yeah, exactly.
I give up. It's over.
I'll be 30 in 2 years. Yeah. I guess my life is over.
You've only been able to rent cars for 3 years.
Time to get married to my best friend that I made a pact with. And she's a food critic and he's a sports writer. And she gets a call from him and she's like, oh my gosh, it's his 28th birthday. And she goes to her gay best friend Rupert Everett and she's like, do you think this is the call, who's also her editor, I believe, and he's like, well, I don't know, darling, I can't speak to that. And she's like, oh my god, I think this might be the call. And she's like, Michael, oh my gosh, my Michael, what is it? And he's like, ah, Jules, I met someone and we're getting married and it's this big wedding and I need you to come, will you be like my best man? And she's like, wait, now that I can't have him, I realize I'm in love with him. So then she tries to undermine the wedding and their love. And she even has Rupert Everett pretend to be her boyfriend. And there's this whole scene where they sing, my makeup, for no reason. But it's a sweet Chicago-based story. And ultimately, she learns that Michael's in love. And if she really cares about him, she needs to let him go.
And
root for his happiness.
She dies?
No. She sits at their wedding and Rupert Everett comes up and says, hey girl, don't worry, you're 28.
Yeah, she's too. She needs to chill out.
You're Julia Roberts, you're an acclaimed food critic at 28, and you're fine.
I always love seeing a TV show when someone is like at the height of their career and someone, and then you find out in the next sentence that they're 31 years old.
Yeah.
And you're like, in what universe are you? I guess that does happen. I guess there are young CEOs, but to me, and maybe this is just part of like whatever age I am, I feel like surely the people that are running things are 20 years older than me, regardless of how old that I am.
Zach, all I can tell you, honey, is it gets worse.
All right. That's been a recurring motif of the last couple.
You know what? I do give them credit, My Best Friend's Wedding, for not putting anyone in the advertising industry, which is a holdover for rom-coms from the 50s, you know, from Rock Hudson, Doris Day.
Yeah.
That was like a glamorous occupation, you know, and then when they do it in modern times, just like, ugh, gross.
Yeah, like the people that we know that are writing like commercial copy want to throw themselves off of a bridge when they're at work.
I think the architect has really taken over as the rom-com hot job.
Food critic is also
food critic.
Like cook.
Yeah.
Like
cook,
celebrity
something
chef.
Something in the food world is big.
They're up so early in the morning.
We cut to a kitchen, back of a kitchen of a restaurant where they're receiving their delivery for the day. It's that food prep hour, that magical time when the sous chefs come in to prep and restock.
To take the carrots and put them into smaller chunks of carrots. The same with onions, the same with everything that goes in the stock for the soup. Coop, 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 French for cut. Cut it all up, cut it all up. To prep for the day when the chef arrives.
The best part of what we do is how romantic it is. The best part of what we do is how romantic it is.
Hey, where do you want these parsnips? Should I just dump them down a parsnip chute?
Oh, thanks, Tony.
Yeah, dump them right here in this dirty alley. Thanks, Tony. Oh my gosh.
You got big smiles on your faces. I don't get it. I hate the morning.
When I'm cleaning dirty parsnips off the street, I shave the parsnips and it feels so sweet. When I grate them and grate them, I just feel great in the morning. I don't have to wait for when the chef arrives.
The best part of what we do is how romantic it is. Scraping wiping the oil from my face and taking this downstairs where it's freezing and I slip. Oh no, I just caught my grip, but I gripped something soft. And it wasn't the pole, it was a rat. But everything about this, I can't love everything more than that. Best part of what we do,
shooing the rats away,
is how romantic
it is. The best part of what we do is how romantic everything is.
Hey,
yes?
Are you guys open?
Oh, not yet. We're just
not for another 4 hours.
We're just in that magical part of the day. I mean, it's later for
you. Yeah, I don't need your whole life story.
But if you live in the food world, then 1 p.m. is still the beginning of your day. I just had a cup of coffee and went for a run, and now it's time to prep the kitchen. We're not open yet.
I stepped on a rug.
Without any regret, we're not open yet, but our hearts are open. Our hearts are open because of how romantic it is.
Man, I can't wait for the chef to get here. All the prep is done.
Oh my gosh, I'm keeping my station clean.
Almost got that pigeon out of the rafters.
Oh,
I'm gonna
great
get him.
Job.
Today I'm going to get him.
Hello, darlings. Good morning. I trust
morning,
everything
morning,
is
chef.
Prepared.
Good morning, chef. Good morning, chef. Good morning, chef. Chef.
Before
chef.
You ask, yes, I'm hungover. I partied last night and was very sassy.
Naturally, chef.
Of course, chef. Uh-oh.
Chef, you always get invited to the craziest parties.
Yes, indeed, I do. I don't know what it is about me, but people seem to want to invite me to the craziest parties imaginable.
Chef, Scotty and I are done with prep already. If you wanted to go over any specials for tonight, or if you wanted to just, I don't know, tell us about the cool and glamorous life of a chef.
You want to hear about the cool and glamorous life of a chef.
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 Just as much as you can, sir. You know, I can. Do you want me to make you an iced coffee in one of these quarter prep things? You know, the things that we prep stocks in?
Are you talking about ramekins, darling?
Yeah,
a monkey dish?
Yeah, one of these. Here you go, sir.
Now I'm awake and alive. Let me tell you about the cool and glamorous life of a chef. Just last night I went to a party I wasn't going to because I'm not... I need another ramekin of coffee.
Over.
Give me another ramekin of
the
coffee.
The cool and glamorous life of a
the
chef.
The cool and glamorous life of a
the
chef.
The cool and glamorous life of a
the
chef.
The cool and glamorous life of a chef.
Yes, yes, here he is with the cool and glamorous life of a chef.
Just last night, I went to a party. I was invited by people who were arty. I stood around being so bored. Everyone said, look, he's a lord. I said, no, just because I'm English. I'm not of the landed gentry. I live in America, and I'm a chef. There's no barrier for entry when you're the cool and glamorous life of a
the
chef.
The cool and glamorous life of a 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 chef. That's what I live every day. Just the other day, I had lunch with a very famous model. Don't you ever see...
A model? No, a model's never spoken to me.
Of course not. Why would they? You're not a chef. You're just a sous chef. That's not the same thing. Even though you have chef in your title, I outrank you. Never forget.
It's not a glamorous life for a sous chef.
It's not a glamorous life for a sous chef.
Not a glamorous life.
Oh, no, I wouldn't never say that any day. And it's not a glamorous life for a saucier.
Also, I think it's fine. But it's fine, it's not the same as cool and glamorous for the person who picks the wine.
It's the cool and glamorous life of a chef.
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 Every time I go, look in the mirror, I think, you're so cool and glamorous, you must be a chef.
You must be a chef.
Oh, forgive me. I don't think I've properly woken up this morning. Well, you two, why you look something about you? It bothers me. You have a glow.
Well, Tina and I have been up since early this morning, sort of doing all the sort of romantic early restaurant things, stepping on roaches, shooing the rats away, cutting the carrots into smaller carrots. And we just love every moment of this job, and we're so happy to work here at Chez Laurent's, which is honestly such a... it's such an honor. We're greeting every day.
Every day I wake up and I think, ah, yes!
Ah, yes, Chez Laurent's. Another day I woke up again.
This morning when my alarm went off, I said, ah, yes. I didn't for a moment think, man, I'm tired and my legs hurt and my lower back is really starting to cramp up. And
because I live in the apartment through the wall, when I heard...
In the apartment through the wall.
That's my fun way of saying the apartment next door.
I thought you were a borrower.
Well, here's the thing, though. There's no front door to my apartment because it's sort of a hack job add-on. So
only in New York.
Only in New York.
So the best way for me to get in is through her wall. And when I heard Tina say, oh, yes, that woke me up. And I went, oh, yes.
I still don't understand why you come here to Chez Laurent, House of Larry, and you seem to be so, I don't know what it is. There's something so evenly matched about you two, like you belong in this job together and perhaps somewhere else, but you are just friends and colleagues, is that correct?
Well, it's so crazy that you say that.
We made a pact. If we're not chefs by the time we're 28 years old,
we have to kill marry yourselves. Each other.
Oh, we have to marry each
I
other.
I jumped the gun.
Yeah, we have to marry. If we're not chefs.
Now that you mention it, chef, oh, we might as well. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, if we're not fully executive chefs of our own separate restaurants by the time we're 28, which is in 2 weeks, then we're just gonna marry
we're gonna get married, we're gonna move, we're gonna quit being chefs for forever, and probably wake up every morning and go, oh, fine.
No. Oh, yeah, I guess maybe, oh, fine.
Maybe, oh, no.
It's very sensible. Look, I'm 29, and I can't believe... I thought I was going to have to kill myself.
Maybe, I don't know.
But I just made it to the cover of Cool and Glamorous Chef magazine on my 28th half birthday.
Oh, chef. And this is why we think, because we know you, one person, that's the norm and the expectation. And if we do anything other than this, then we're failures.
Your road must be the only road.
Take it from me, someone successful. The way I did it is the only way to do it.
We knew it That's why we wanted to work in your kitchen.
All right, I'll leave you to your drudge work.
Excuse me.
Yes, we're not open yet.
Oh, well, your door was ajar.
Yes, that's... because I came in through it.
Oh.
That's my fault. I was supposed to shut
Shall
the door.
Shall I leave?
I forgot. No.
What is it you want, madam?
I just wanted to tell you this piece of tantalizing information and then leave.
Oh, yes. It's the neighborhood gossip monger.
Oh, I didn't recognize you. Let me take off my hangover sunglasses.
It's Victoria Legrand.
Yes, Victoria Legrand, the mouthpiece of the block. I got my ear to the ground, waiting for any sound that sounds a bit like gossip. I got my fingers in every pot, waiting for things and not, waiting unless it's gossip. Ooh, when you got two ears, you gotta use them to hear. But oh, when you hear a little thing without doubt, you gotta totally start spouting from your mouth. Don't wait until you can verify. Don't know if it is true. If it looks like it, then it sounds like it. It's gossip. And now I'm gossiping near and far. I came through this door, it was ajar to say and say it oh so quick. Tonight you're gonna be visited by a critic. Not just any critic, no. She's the one who always runs the show. Julia Roberts is coming here tonight. Oh, I said it and now I'll dip. I've just passed on that gossip. You better listen because that critic is coming here tonight. Oh yes, now goodbye, Victoria. Away I'll fly. You just got hit by roving gossip. And that's all I have to say about it. Slam.
When she slams the door. First she drops a bombshell, then she slams the door.
Part of me appreciates it.
You'll see when you're older.
You're right. You're right, Chef. That's why we're so eager for your wisdom in and out of the kitchen. Here I was thinking that was an effective way to share news, but you're right. She didn't have to slam the door like that.
Did she say Julia Childs is coming?
She said Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
Which famous food critic, Julia Roberts.
Roberts.
And as opposed to Julia Childs, who we all know has never cooked a day in her life and wouldn't know a steamed ham bun from a football in a bucket.
Julia Childs doesn't know anything. Julia Child brought French cooking to us all. Julia Childs. That's just my neighbor.
Julia Childs is the neighborhood dolt. I once saw Julia Childs trying to clean her rain gutters with a dust buster that she bought at Sears.
She's as stupid as that Sally Fields.
I once saw Sally Fields open a box of cookies, dump it into a sand pit, put the sand on the cookies and be like, I guess they're sugar cookies now.
Wow.
Because the sand and sugar look the same. My neighborhood is full of weirdos.
Yes. Mine too. We live next to each other through a towel.
Through the wall towel.
Chef, what are we going to do? Do you have anything special you want to cook tonight? I mean, Julia Roberts.
This is the worst news imaginable. Julia Roberts, the food critic, also the actress. It's the same person.
It's the same person.
Has been a thorn in my restaurant side for years. For as long as I've been open, 2 years. And now she's going to come here tonight of all nights when I haven't anticipated anyone coming here at all, except the usual restaurant goers?
Yeah, we should only have our normal guests, the Prime Minister and the clockmaker from down the street.
That's right.
There are regulars.
And that eccentric old war veteran.
The war hero, the clockmaker,
and the Prime Minister.
Yes, the three customers.
The old regulars.
I can't believe I hadn't planned anything special. Now I've given this advance notice that someone special is coming in, and now I have time to prepare something special, and I have to do it?
Well,
this is too much.
Chef, if you need to go off and live your cool and glamorous life, maybe we could think of something to serve the food critic?
You too?
Well, that way you would get to go off and live your cool and glamorous life the way you clearly want to do, and you wouldn't have to prepare meals or cook things which you don't want to do.
But I am a chef. I live to create.
Well, maybe
we could go off on a cool plan.
No. Let's go back to the other plan.
Yeah, it just seemed like you were more into the trappings, but I'm thrilled to know that you still care at all about cooking, Chef.
You must never tell anyone that you have discovered that I'm only into the trappings.
Oh, you are only into the trappings?
Shh. You just happen to be extremely good at being a chef.
I'm too brilliant to think about this now. I'm going to smoke several packs of cigarettes. You two, for lack of a better plan, think of something special to cook for Julia Roberts, the famous food critic actress.
Yes,
goodbye.
Chef.
Yes,
slam.
Chef.
Bye,
chef.
Yes, Chef.
Okay. What if we took a bunch of cookies and we dumped them in a sand pit?
That's Sally Fields idea. What if we?
You don't have anything, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, look.
Here's, I thought if I said it long enough, maybe you would think of something.
Oh, what? Down here.
What?
Oh my God.
Down here.
It is one of the borrowers. Or
no, a rat.
No, sorry.
Damn it. Look, it's me.
Direct my eyes. Where am I looking?
Down.
Okay.
Down further.
Okay.
Right all the way down to the ground.
It's you. Roach. Say what you are.
My name's Roachabase.
Roachabase? Like Bouillabaisse, but a roach?
Oh, I never thought about that, but yeah.
Oh, Roachabase.
Wait, hold on. Roach, do you have any good cooking ideas?
Some, I guess.
Do you know how to cook?
I mean, I've been watching people cook for a long time, so I feel like I might be good at it.
Okay. Now, my first thought was, you're going to have trouble moving around this human-sized kitchen. But then my second thought, what if we put you under a hat?
What?
Just a normal chef's hat. And you control us by pulling our hair.
Go on.
A novel idea that the world never has seen. And I think it is the answer we seek. You've got an idea, buddy, you need the hands to put this idea in the world. But if we just hide you under a hat of any old boy or girl. But you are small and we are both chefs, and together we could win the day. This idea sounds so familiar to me. What do you say?
All my life I wanted to cook, but I'm just a little bug in a nook. Now I see that I have some friends who can help me live my dream.
Just to clarify, I know this has always been your wish, but what is you a cockroach's idea of a dish?
Like a bunch of crumbs on a plate.
Stomp, squish, squish.
Oh, you didn't have to kill him. Oh, I agree that didn't turn out. But you didn't have to kill it. We could have just let him outside.
He's fine. He's a roach.
What do you mean he's fine?
Look, he just lifted up my foot and he scuttled away out the door.
Oh my gosh. I agree that didn't lead
anywhere. I wanted to do a ratatouille, but a ratatouille doesn't make any sense.
You know, it's not like you can't just call upon a ratatouille. Like a ratatouille has to happen to you, you know?
I should have known that was just a normal cockroach that I had to squish.
Wait, that was a normal sentient talking cockroach. I mean, that was like...
They all talk.
What?
Don't they all talk to you?
Yes.
It's okay either way. But take this pigeon. I've been trying to get this pigeon out of here forever. All it does is taunt me. Yeah, you, the sassy pigeon. Yeah, fuck you, pigeon. I don't like you at all.
Nobody asked me what I can cook.
Great, what can you... Yeah, okay. If you were going to hide under my hat and cook a dish, pigeon, what would your dish be?
I've always wanted to cook. Okay, ever since me. I got in this kitchen, I've been itching to spread my wings and fly. So we could take a worm and smash it.
Broom, broom,
ow,
broom,
ow.
Broom, broom, pigeon, out of here.
I watched you for weeks delicately try to coax that pigeon out.
Didn't work. Sometimes you gotta get a broom.
Okay.
Yeah. It dodged it. It's fine.
Oh. Hey, what about me? Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Okay, a mouse, not a rat.
This is not gonna work.
This is dude. Not gonna work.
No, just hear me out. I have a good idea for food. I think you would like.
I'm doing this just because I appreciate killing time till we actually have to think of something.
I start with a fresh Gruyere.
Okay.
Add in a little hair from the floor.
Smash! Smash!
Here's the thing about animals. They're great. They have no place in a kitchen. Especially
even me?
What?
It's the neighborhood mail horse.
Hey, everybody. I just got done delivering the mail for the day and thought I saw your door was ajar.
I think there might be something wrong with that door.
Do you need some help?
What's going on?
We're just trying to think of a dish to make. What would you cook if you could cook a dish, horse?
Well, I thought about cooking all my life. You really want to know what I would cook?
Yeah, okay.
Imagine a bale of hay. It's covered with twine.
Okay.
Snip off the twine and look at all that gorgeous hay. Put it on a plate.
Okay.
All right.
Grab yourself a knife and fork.
Yeah.
At first, I thought maybe the hay bale was going to be like a metaphor for some other food that reveals itself.
When
on
you
a plate.
Talk about like really, really high, like molecular gastronomy, sometimes they're like, this is a charcuterie, but it's in the smoke of leaves from the main fall. I thought it could be on that, you know.
Wait, Tina, that's it. Molecular gastronomy.
Just saying it doesn't mean you understand what it is.
No, hold on, though.
Okay.
We take gastronomy.
I will hold on.
At a molecular level.
Okay.
And we do that.
Yeah, no, that's like a whole trend, but I just saying it isn't the same as...
Okay, how about this? Ice sculpture.
Okay, these are a lot of good ideas. I feel like what I know Julia Roberts likes is...
Well-rounded roles.
Yes, that's right.
Wait a minute.
Well-rounded roles.
We cook a dish for her that is both a metaphor and a pun for the things that Julia Roberts likes.
It's gonna take... time.
It's gonna take yeast.
But I think that we've stumbled on not something in the least that could finally prove
that it needs to prove.
And at the end, we know it will rise.
We will bake a metaphor. So a pun.
We will bake a metaphor.
And when it is done,
she'll say, wow, and flash that megawatt smile. And say, how long did you prove this? We'll shrug and say, a while.
She'll say, this is a rising star of the culinary world. And we'll say yes, and it rose this far.
And we won't have to marry each other.
We'll just keep on marrying condiments. At the end of a shift, when the ketchup bottle's low, that's the only marrying that we will know.
Could you roll this out? It would be a mystic pizza.
She'll make other references to movies she's been in.
Oh, What will happen when they're done? Will they get to be chefs, or will they have to get married because they're almost 28? Find out. We return to the second half of My Best Friend's Breading, the musical!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left our heroes, Scott and
Tina
were... thank you. It's been 15 seconds. Scott and Tina were struggling to become master chefs before their 28th birthday. Otherwise, they'll have to get married. Meanwhile, Julia Roberts is showing up to the restaurant, Chez Laurent's, tonight to review the restaurant? What will happen now as we return to this, the second half of
My Best Friend's Breading.
Now, Julia, as your publicist, I cannot advise you to go to this restaurant tonight without having your picture taken a bunch.
Ah, come on. You know I have to.
But Julia.
Ah, come on. You know I have to.
But Julia. I know you have to go, but we should exploit this for all it's worth. Why do you want to keep this a secret?
Well, I'm just that the movies are what I do for the people, and the food critic is what I do for me. You understand this, Ted. We've had this conversation dozens of times.
I know, but I don't get why you didn't come up with like a different name for your food critic career.
Well, it's just, you know, I want the restaurants to benefit from the bounce, you know, the Julia Roberts bounce.
Right, but they could do that if you just show up there and you don't tell anyone you're a food critic and you just eat a meal and you secretly review it and no one knows that it's you.
Ted, you know, if there's a picture of food, but then my smile's next to it, it's rude. No one will look at the food. If I am standing next to a plate that's branding itself to be so fresh and new, no one can help but look at Julia Roberts. No one can help but look at Julia Roberts. It isn't fair, it isn't kind, it isn't neat. I'm trying to help these restaurants break out on the fresh new beat, but if they see my name in print, it's just a hint, it's something they should try. Once they see my name next to that colon and the word by, no one can look at Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
You can't help but look at Julia Roberts.
And the people outside say, I just saw a shining light from inside that room over there. I'm gonna put down what I was doing and stop and stare.
A 1,000-megawatt smile shines through the restaurant window. Who could that be? And why should there be?
No one can help themselves. They are be on people's most beautiful people. An infinite time I've been on that list. It isn't fair to this restaurant's wish. Julia Roberts knows how to not upstage. Julia Roberts won't put her photo in the full page. I won't do it, Ted. It isn't fair.
Okay, well, just promise me you won't use your real voice when you go there. All right,
it's your life. I wish people could finally see the real me.
It's your life. I'm just your publicist.
Oh, Ted, you're right. I'm too hard on you. You mean you helped protect my career to this point. But, you know, I'm kind of playing it loosey-goosey these days, you know, just hey, doing my own thing.
As long as no one ever finds out about your tail.
You're right.
And then I said, Reginald, if I wanted to split the canapé with you, I would have ordered more than one.
Very good, Your Majesty.
Very good, Mr. Prime Minister. It's similar to me. A thing that I had when I was fixing an old grandfather clock. When I was putting the gears in line and my assistant, his name's Tombathy came up to me and said, here's the silver gear. And I said, Tombathy, if I wanted a silver gear, I would have been born a poor person.
Very good, Your Majesty.
The clock.
Well, we've decided that this club is called the Your Majesty's club. And whether we're a war veteran, a clockmaker, or a prime minister, we all call ourselves Your Majesty.
It reminds me of a time when I had just come back from the war.
Which war was it?
Which war was it?
The most recent.
It was so recent.
And someone came up to me and said, "Why? What did you win that medal for?" And I said, "You don't win a medal. You're given a medal. And don't you meddle in my affairs."
Very good, Your Majesty.
Now, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but I am so looking forward to our delicious meal at Chez Laurent's tonight.
I can't wait to eat that food and both satisfy my hunger urges and also the pleasure centers of my brain.
Yes, the pleasures of the flesh have been denied to me for so long as no woman will look me in my eye because I'm wearing glasses that are so thick and so magnifying that if a woman does look at me in the eye, she instantly has trouble seeing.
Well, Your Majesty, have you ever considered taking the glasses off when you go out into the regular world?
Well, Your Majesty, that's an excellent idea, but I am unfortunately blind as a bat when I take them off.
Your Majesty, is it surely from your years of working over tiny gears and springs?
Yes, Your Majesty, I do think that unfortunately my daily occupation does seem to significantly worsen my condition, which is far nearsightedness.
And for myself, the rigors of politics have kept me from enjoying the pleasures of the flesh.
Of course, Your Majesty.
All of us, Your Majesties, have been denied for various reasons the pleasures of the flesh.
For mine, it's a misunderstanding and general...
You're very shy.
I
was going to say, people don't take PTSD seriously.
Oh, yes, that's a truth.
But you know that...
Is it too true?
It might be too true, Your Majesty.
Let's say I'm shy.
None of us has touched a woman in quite some time.
Quite some time.
When I think of touching a woman, it would be sublime.
So sublime.
But a woman stares in my
glass covered eyes, and then she can't see, and then the woman cries. None of us have touched a woman in quite some time.
Quite some time.
Three, your majesties. Three, your majesties.
No pleasures of the flesh for you or you or me. Just
three, your majesties. And I say if I could be heard. And the woman says you're not in the house of the lords. And I say that's right, but I still can't help but speaking in parliamentarian rules. And she says that's going to be hard to break through all these walls. And I say I'm sorry, but I'm late for several calls. And that's why I haven't touched a woman in some time.
Oh, we are just
three, your majesties. Three, your majesties.
We think pleasures of the flesh, surely they would be the best. But we're three, your majesties.
Anytime I go to touch a woman, I recoil in horror and shame.
Sure.
I'm too shy to even lay a fingertip upon a beautiful, curvy dame. I just look at a lady from afar and think, gosh, I wish I could get with her. But every time I get even a mile within a woman, I just go, brr.
Three, your majesties. Three, your majesties.
Such cold glances from a woman, it would make you freeze. We're
three, your majesties.
Okay,
We've made rolls of a lifetime.
And they are delicious.
And they're good.
They have a gorgeous sheen. They're not stodgy. They have...
We agreed we're not going to call it Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, we agreed. That
we agreed that was problematic to call it gorgeous Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, it just was like unrelated, you know.
It was also unrelated. We have gorgeous sheen.
We did say, should we just call these Aaron Brockovich? And then we thought, that's not anything. That's just a title.
And then we gave them... We cut them on the top and we said, should we call this Danny Elfman scoring? And then we just decided to call it scoring.
Yeah, that was not anything.
Because I'm picturing the scenario where we put down these gorgeous roles of a lifetime and then have to explain all of the things to Julia Roberts. And the conversation is just too long.
We don't want to do that. I mean, we just want to let the food speak for itself. Plus, I know that I personally am going to be a stammer jammer in front of such a pretty woman.
I'm going to be a box of vowels, and none of the consonants are going to be able to get out.
I'm going to be in oceans of 11s and 7s and not being able to talk to her.
Well, she's an oceans 11 if ever there was one. On a scale from 1 to 10, are you kidding me?
She's an 11. Oh.
Excuse me.
You're not going to be able to get the hook around me fast enough. Oh, the regulars are here.
Are you open? It's time for our nightly supper.
Yes, good evening, your majesties.
We have come to please the pleasures of the flesh in the only way that is allowable to us.
Yes.
Food in our mouths, because I make women blind by simply looking in my eyes.
You know, yeah, if the three of you weren't so old, I would love to have a constructive conversation with you, but as it is, I'm glad you're...
Is it not great the way we shout about the touch of a woman and the pleasures of the flesh?
It's honestly not terrible, but it just could use a little nudge in a better direction. So, you have your regular table. I'm glad you have a sweet friendship and enjoy our food.
Well, we made a pact that if none of us had felt the touch of a woman by our 100th birthday,
which is 2 weeks away,
we would give it 4 more weeks.
And then marry each other.
We'd be a thruple.
We'd be a thruple, just a prime minister, a war veteran, and a clockmaker. And we think that...
We
wake up in the morning going, pleasures of the flesh. But instead
we wake up, we go, pleasures of the flesh.
Before we put on our wake up playlist that helps us know a new day is
we
done.
We share it on Spotify. It's our wake up playlist.
And then we say a little prayer for blue skies.
Would you like to know some of the jams on our wake up playlist?
Yes!
Wake up playlist. Songs that get us going in the morning.
Wake up playlist. The songs that get our blood pumping and blowing.
When the sun begins to shine in the sky, I like to listen to songs for this guy that make him wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up in the morning playlist.
The first song is Kryptonite.
The first song is Kryptonite. And then there are two songs by Eve Six.
Yes, the first one is Remember.
And then another song by Eve Six. But our wake up playlist has open arms. Our wake up playlist has open arms. It works well.
Plays Kryptonite again.
And then another song with themes from Superman.
It's the one about, what is it called?
It's by Three Doors Down.
That's right, it's by Three Doors Down.
I thought you meant the Crash Test Dummy song.
That one is after Your Majesty, but of course it's also on the list. And then there's the one about putting our heart in a blender.
Then we have a recording of the three of us singing Happy Birthday.
It was my birthday present that Your Majesties gave to me, and it helps me wake up in the morning. And then we do Kryptonite round three.
Cause our way.
Sands of time. I watch the world float to the dark side of the moon. It seems there's nothing I can do. Kryptonite.
Yeah. And Andrea Bocelli singing the alphabet.
Oh, that sounds really beautiful.
Yeah, really
it
youthful,
really gets us going.
They got a youthful glow when they started listing the songs from their wake-up playlist.
Oh, I feel 90.
You know, I feel like they got a fun thing going, honestly. They got a fun... But, Scott, we can't just send rolls out to Julia.
Rolls do not a whole meal make.
I mean, they're going to start us off on a great foot. Obviously, they're going to be a great start. But what else could we possibly make... Unless.
Do you have something, or are you
no,
just saying,
I'm just
unless,
saying
again?
Unless?
Okay. how about this? Eat, pray,
love. She was in it.
Yep. Okay.
I got it.
Chef will know what to do.
Well, we can. I think he's like on a photo shoot on a yacht right now.
Ugh, can we please stop the boat? Just throw the anchor over. I'm queasy with my hangover.
Just look at the camera. Look left.
Do you know what? Put that camera away.
Wait, Chef, I will put the camera away.
Something's...
Are you not enjoying this photo shoot of the super cool and glamorous laugh of a chef?
No, something's changed in me. I
Something is not the same?
You're paraphrasing what I said.
You're sick of playing by the rules of someone else's game?
What do you...
I'm quoting Wicked. It sounded like you were about to quote Wicked. You said something has changed within me.
I was not about to quote Wicked. Now you've got me thinking about Wicked.
Well, I'm always thinking of Wicked.
I feel different. It used to be that this was what I loved more than anything, was the trappings. But now I miss being a chef. I wish I were back in the kitchen right now, creating something, rather than sitting here smoking my eighth pack of cigarettes of the day.
It's just too many, even for me, a Frenchman.
Okay, I didn't. I'm opening up. I'm not looking for a lecture.
Oh, no, fair enough.
Boy, give him an inch. I wish that I were back in the kitchen, looking at pots and also pans.
Looking at pots, we're also pans.
Okay.
I just wanted the support from the back.
No, I appreciate it.
Did that really derail you?
That's when you didn't really derail me. I wasn't ready for it. I thought I was having an introspective moment and then I didn't realize you were listening to me.
I thought that was far enough away.
Anyway. You're... Yes, I wish I was back in the kitchen, looking at ingredients and cookbooks.
And pots and pans.
I wish I was back in the kitchen, giving my underlings some knowing creative looks as we make a new dish no one's ever had before. We can smile and say we're going to a culinary war. Not really, but we're...
No, sure.
We're fighting the battle against boredom with food. Wish I were back in the kitchen.
He wishes he was back inside of the kitchen.
With my pals, the sous chefs. I forget their names. I wish I was back in the kitchen. Playing all those can you please them games with food critics like Julia Roberts. Also the film star Julia Roberts. She's hard to please, but if I were back in the kitchen, I'd stop being so weak in the knees about the trappings and be a real chef once again.
That was beautiful to hear. I know it was an introspective moment, but I was also here, and it was beautiful to hear it.
Francois, I'm glad you are here. And now I need to take this yacht back to the city.
I will turn this yacht around.
Oh, sorry I'm late. What have I missed?
Chef.
Yes, what's your names again?
Tina.
Scotty.
Really?
Yeah.
I had two completely different... I thought you were Marjorie and I thought you were Robert.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
No.
Marjorie, okay. We have to get this ready.
Robert, you're right.
Keep your real names. I see you differently now. Oh. Something has changed within me and I'm not quoting Wicked. I want to be a chef again.
Well, this is perfect timing because, we created these pretty incredible roles.
What are these? They have a certain Charlie Sheen to them.
Okay, so it is a thing.
I guess it does come through. We've made roles of a lifetime.
But we think it's maybe not enough for Julia. I mean, it's a great start, but it's not really the longevity that she's known for.
Well, honestly, Chef, we've just run into a wall. We don't know what to do. We know that we need to cook another dish, but every time we try to think of inspiration, we just go, wait a minute.
Unless...
Okay.
And then I say...
And then 10 minutes has gone by and we haven't said anything. Any actual thing.
Oh, so you're just sort of doing placeholder words until you can think of something, but then you never do think of anything.
Wait, that's it.
But what if...
You're doing it again, yes.
Okay.
Now let's think. Role of a lifetime. I get it. It's a metaphor and also a pun.
Exactly.
He gets it.
Julia Roberts, she was in the movie Eat, Pray, Love. So that's eating is on our side.
Yes.
Praying and loving. Pray.
Wait. In church.
Say that
if you
again.
You were praying. Wait, say that again.
I think all I said was the word praying. And loving. Yes.
Okay.
Now, if you were in church,
what would you eat? Communion.
And that is just a small flat bread.
Exactly.
Now, what if we serve rolls and small flat bread?
Wait a minute. What is flatbread but pizza, which everyone loves?
Okay, and what is love but calling
baby,
your
don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me. No more.
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me.
No more. We've done it. We're going to serve a flatbread pizza that she will love. Now, what should be the ingredients of this flatbread pizza?
What is sauce, baby? Tomatoes, and spice.
What is a topping? Baby, some cheese and maybe some veggies given a slice.
What is a meat choice? Pepperoni, that is what everyone agrees upon.
What is mushrooms? Baby cremini, add four.
Okay, so this is a beautiful place. I love seeing the regulars in the corner. It gives it a flat-friendly...
Your Majesty.
Ah,
look who's come into the door. What's so shining and bright? Is that Julie, actress and food critic Julia Roberts?
Oh, please don't look at me. Please look at your food.
Please don't look at me. You'll go blind for life.
Oh, okay.
Don't look at me because I'm shy.
Oh, well, good night to you, good sirs. Enjoy your meal. I shall face a different direction.
Good night. Nap time.
We're going to put our heads down on the table.
Give us a pillow, please. Our normal pillow that you keep in the closet for us.
The decor is so inviting as Chez Laurent. You'll think that you're in your very own living room. Gives the feeling of gathering with old friends and maybe new friends. Oh, hello. What could we
get?
Bring you, actually?
For?
We've already decided for you.
You don't get to pick. Sorry, that was too
much.
Ms. Roberts would like whatever the chef would like. You already headed that way.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do...
Sorry for yelling.
I will just go back and sit at a table that's at a discreet distance away from my client.
Thank you, Ted. And Miss Roberts, this is our starter. It's a roll of a lifetime.
What does she think? I can't look away. Chewing and chewing.
What will she say?
Was it a mistake to make the meal entirely made of bread?
I can't go back now. We started with rolls. Next there is pizza, which is basically flat bread. Then we did an appetizer made of croutons. Then we have a bread pudding dessert.
Why, this is the roll of a lifetime! It's a metaphor and also a pun.
She gets it.
Take a metaphor and also a pun.
Well, we have more, Miss Roberts. We're not even done.
I'll bring this one out. Julia, what a pleasure to see you again.
Hello, Chef. Oh, my. I haven't seen you back in the kitchen. I've only seen you at the hottest, most exclusive parties.
Well, something has changed within me, and I'm not quoting Wicked.
Oh, phew. I didn't want to have to sing it with you right now, and if you get one line further, I must.
I'm back in the kitchen, and I've rediscovered my love of cooking. Here. Here's a mystical pizza for you.
Oh, I get it. It isn't a metaphor or a pun, it's more of a reference. But you somehow perfectly guessed my topping's preference.
And now we'll bring the next course, which I bet you've never seen. It's a Notting Hill of beans, which which is a reference to Casablanca, and also Notting Hill, and also a pile of beans. We hope you'll enjoy it still.
To have saved some room, we have some bread pudding for you.
And it's made with Wonder Bread.
Eat, pray for more, fall in love.
Did she say eat, pray for more, Jesus? Do you think this was made by chefs or sous chefs? And the difference is important.
Do you think it might have been made by a cockroach?
Smash! Oh, smash!
He was fine.
Man, they are resilient.
Every day.
This tasted to me, and I know best. Like it was made by three full chefs. We don't have to get married.
My best friend's bread is.
Don't have to get married.
Not my best friend's wedding.
Don't have to get married.
We'll never be wed. Just keep making bread.
And every day I will eat, and then I'll pray for more.
And every day I will cook and throw a broom at a horse.
And
every day?
Yeah, you heard me. If you keep coming back and offering hay, then every day eat, love, and pray for more.
I'll eat and love and pray for more.
I'll eat and love and pray for more.
Oh, what a beautiful breading.
Love is friends, friends.
You don't need a nap after all those good carbs.
Oh, boy. Man, I love eating bread, and man, I love doing shows with our incredible guest, Paul F. Tompkins. So I'm gonna give a round of applause. I'm gonna give a warm hug from my heart.
I'm gonna give 5 stars from known food critic Julia Roberts.
Hey, you little sweeties.
Thank you so much,
Paul.
How
I adore you.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Paul, the people know and love you. Is there anything they specifically need to know in this, Mo?
I mean, I just want to tell people about Stay F Homekins, the podcast I do with my wife, Janie Head at Tompkins. We are stuck in quarantine together, and we're doing a weekly podcast where we just shoot the shit.
It's very delightful.
It's honestly a must listen.
It's also
Thank you.
It's a great It's a really one of these, and I know you love these, listeners. It's one of these, oh, they're my friends. I'm hanging out with my friends. I'm fully
exactly
like,
right.
I'm going to, I will one day when I meet your wife, just not know how to compute that I don't know her.
It's going
to
be one of those, yeah. I've even met her a couple of times. We were randomly in Edinburgh together. At the
That's
same
right.
time. But it is one of those things where it's like, well, now I feel like I really know her, and she does not know me, and we will be on uneven
Yeah, the gap of the gap of information is wide. But you know what? I'll close it one day. That's a great podcast. Listen to that. And,
thank you.
Listen to that. You'll love it. Thank you so much, Paul, for coming and being on the show and helping us launch our new independent chapter, which, by the way, listeners, if you're looking for a way to help support us, it's easy. Go to offbookclubhouse.com. There's two tiers that you can subscribe to. And at both tiers, you will get video content, including the video recording of this episode. And let me tell you, it's
you're
delightful.
You're going to see some giggles.
You're going to see some giggles, for sure.
You're going to see some giggles, for sure.
Guys, thank you for having me. I'm always flattered and delighted anytime you ask me to appear, and congratulations on going indie. I'm so glad that Off Book is continuing, and it is continuing on Off Book's terms.
Thank you. We are too. We had someone ask, now that you're independent, will people like Paul F. Tompkins still do your show? We were like, nope, they're just work friends. They don't. Of course they're going to come do the show, you delightful concerned listener.
You little naive love dove.
Yes.
The connection between us is real. It's not fabricated by Earwolf Studios.
Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits, take it to the chorus.
And I should say, like, if you are interested in finding out what sound the wooden frog makes, that information probably will go to the Memberful sooner rather than later. We ran out of time on this, our free feed, but hopefully one day we will find out what sound.
We'll promise you're going to?
We do promise.
We're going to do a deep dive. And we'll get to it. We didn't get it to
I feel
today.
Like I've heard this before.
I know. We have a lot on our plate. You know,
we're
such a great guest, you know. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if you're making a meal out of bread,
you're gonna wanna lie down soon in your bed. Baby, don't hurt me.
Bye.